Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. Wherefore, or more literally, on account of this, just as through one man, sin, and as I pointed out to you, it's a definite article, the sin, that is the sin principle, entered into the world, and death through sin. And so death passed through all men, for all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed to them because there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude or likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure or type of him that was to come. Paul has spent chapters 3 and 4 and 5 showing us the doctrine of condemnation, the doctrine of justification in the book of Romans, how we have a need to be made right with God, and through Jesus Christ, he made us right with God. But here at the end of chapter 5, before moving into Romans chapter 6 and on sanctification, he wants to summarize the history of sin, at least in verses 12 to 14, and then a comparison, a contrast between Christ and Adam that we'll get into and complete next week. This is called the principle of sin, verses 12 to 21, that he focuses on. And verses 12 to 14, there are three phases of the history of sin that he mentions for us. Therefore, on account of this, that is all that he's mentioned about the doctrine of condemnation and the doctrine of justification, that through one man, verse 14 tells us it's Adam, verse 15 says the other one man is Christ. The word one is found 12 times in verses 12 to 21. The focus is now on two individual people and what entered the world through each of these individual people. Through one man, the sin entered. And as we showed you Thursday night, the importance of understanding from 1 John 3:8 that Satan is the sinner. He is the sin principle. And when a person has been saved by Christ and delivered from the sin, the sinner and the sin principle himself, then Christ comes to live within. But the sin principle did not originate with Adam, but rather entered the world, the human world, our world, through Adam. And death through sin. So not only did sin enter the world, but also death. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And so death passed through unto all men, because all sinned. That last word sinned is an aorist tense, which means it's directed back to Adam's sin and emphasizes to us that all inherit a sin nature. I don't become a sinner when I sin. According to David, I become a sinner at conception, Psalm 51:5. That in sin did my mother conceive me. But I inherited the sin nature as soon as I was conceived and brought into this world. I am considered a sinner not because I sin, but I sin because I'm a sinner. I have the sin nature. Adam's inner nature changed. It's not that he did a bad thing and got his hand slapped and got punishment. His spirit, his nature, was changed by the sin principle that entered into the world, which is why we need to be transformed. Salvation is not a mental agreement. It's receiving Christ and being born of his spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17, that a person who has received Christ has become a new creature, a new creation. The old things have passed away, the things of the flesh, and all things have become new. That's the thing, spiritual things of Christ. But death passed upon all men. Now, something very interesting. So we saw the cause of sin, which is the sin principle, the coverage of sin. It has been passed along to the entire human race. You and I, even without choice, we were born with a sin nature. And as I emphasized last week, that our problem is not the problem. That's a good counseling philosophy. If somebody comes with their problem, the problem's not the problem. The problem is what you do about the problem. If someone is born with a sin nature and they want to blame God for all of their problems, that's not the problem. The problem is what you do about the problem. We gain much more in Christ than we lose in Adam. So why don't you come to Christ? You just don't like the only one answer for your problem. Our problem is what we do about our problems. And a lot of times we don't want to do what the Lord wants us to do. And that's our problem. So I was born with a sin nature, which I didn't have anything to do with. Thank you, Adam, right? And I told you, there's lots of people over the years have come up to me and said, when I see him, if he's in heaven, some people don't even know if he's there. But if I see him in heaven, I'm going to ask him, what were you thinking that you passed this down to the human race? And as I told you before, you can't do that because you won't know him from Adam. But Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross and salvation was provided through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, I didn't ask for that either. I didn't cause this and I didn't cause this. So I'm the recipient through Adam of the sin nature, and I'm the recipient of the answer to my sin problem through Jesus Christ. This is given. We're recipients. Don't even have to work for it. But we have the third, verses 13 and 14, the condition of sin. This is an important note. It proves that sin has passed through the whole human race. For until the law, sin was in the world. Now you remember, when Adam sinned, there was no law. But until the law, up until, sin was in the world, and sin was not imputed, there not being any law. Remember, we saw from Romans chapter 3, verse 20, that through the law is the knowledge of sin. How are these people, anybody going to know before the law was given what sin is? So God says, it will not be imputed to your account, even though you're a sinner. But verse 14 says, but death ruled from Adam until Moses. Now, how do you know that sin's in the world if God didn't present the law to show them what their sin is? It's because people died. Death reigned from Adam until Moses, even upon the ones who had not sinned, upon the basis of the likeness of the transgression of Adam. Nobody ever commits the transgression and sin of Adam. He didn't do a bad thing. We all disobey like he disobeyed, but like I say, his disobedience was a major issue. It's not that he did something wrong, it's just that the sin principle, Satan himself, was introduced to the world. Himself and the world, his nature changed. And we're born with a sin nature. So death even came upon those who had not sinned like Adam sinned. And he says, Adam, who is a type or figure of the one who is to come. By type, he means that of mankind is influenced by this one person. Jesus Christ is the same as Adam. They're opposites as far as the effect of life, but all of mankind receives and is affected by what each of these one men did. When Adam disobeyed God, it wasn't just that he disobeyed. As I said earlier, when he sinned and disobeyed, his entire nature changed. Every person needs a change of nature, needs to be transformed. Sin is a spiritual disease. In John chapter 3, Jesus talked about in the book of Numbers how Moses set a brass snake up on a pole so that all those who were bitten by snakes and dying of poison, they could look upon that pole and by faith they could be healed. He sent the snakes because they rebelled. They repented and looked to that pole that they would be healed. And Jesus said, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We have to understand that sin is a spiritual problem, not a religious problem, not a human problem. We mention the various people that are suffering from some very serious health problems. I don't think any one of us would ever come up to these people who are suffering like this and tell them that, you know, if you went out on the street and started doing good for people, your health problems would clear up. They know that's not going to work. We have a sin problem. Becoming religious isn't going to help the sin problem. There has to be a spiritual answer for the sin problem. If I'm to be delivered and changed and transformed and healed from the sin principle and my sin nature, it has to be a spiritual answer by a spiritual being. So that when Jesus Christ died for me on the cross, he made it available that I can literally be saved, literally be delivered, not religiously, but spiritually. And not just saved, but have the indwelling of his Spirit in me forever. Not only here, but throughout eternity. I belong to Christ because he has his ownership trademarked right on me. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, the guarantee of his Spirit. It's not because of me as a person, it's because of his presence in my life that is the proof that I belong to Christ. And it is an encouragement to me that he is going to be in me and I in him throughout eternity. From now on, it's never going to change. Talk about encouragement. Talk about the world going crazy. But death passed on all people, even at a period of time when God was not imputing their sins. So you say, did they get judged? Yes, they did. They judged for the sin nature, and because people were dying around them, it was a testimony to them. That sin is in the world, whatever that is to them. Yeah, what's sin? And God held them responsible. So, Paul is mentioning in these three verses and sharing with us the history of sin in its three phases. The cause, the coverage, and the condition that even if you think you're a good person and you don't believe in the Bible and you don't believe there's sin and you're still going to die, it's because you're a sinner. It's the effects of sin in this life. And so he's telling all people that here's the history of sin through Adam. And then next in verses 15 to 21, he's going to take us on a series of contrasts and comparisons between what we inherited from Adam and what we inherited from Christ. to show us that all of God's focus is on two people. A person is either in Adam or they're in Christ. Everybody's born in Adam, but when you receive Christ, born of his Spirit, changed, transformed, you're now in Christ. Two people represent two conditions, spiritual conditions. And a person identifies with either one camp or the other. A person is either in Adam's camp or they're in the Lord's camp. So next week, we will continue on and study these contrasts and comparisons. And then we'll be ready to take an in-depth study of what we're studying in the survey on Thursday night in Romans chapter 6. Let's close with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time again. We thank you for your word that not only gives us the truth and information about life and death and the spirit realm, but also it emphasizes man's need, not for a religious relationship with Christ, but a personal spiritual relationship with Christ, beginning with the birth, the seed of God being born within, and a fellowship, spiritual fellowship, with the one who lives within. We thank you that your word shows us your ability and emphasizes our inability, not for condemnation, but to show us that we can totally rely and trust on Jesus Christ, not to give us strength, but to be our strength. Not just to give us love, but to be the love in us. We thank you that we have the gift to trust you. Everything is a gift. And we can stop stressing and stop striving and start surrendering and be at peace, knowing that you are capable and able to perform what you said in your word. And for that, we are thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.